Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll be freaked out by spacey songs and deranged fantasies inspired by altered states of consciousness, a program I call Stoner Art Songs. In school, we all learned the Jabberwocky, perhaps not associating it with an LSD trip or other mind melds, but here it is, as comic and tragic seem to merge.
T'was brillig and the sky did gyre and gimble in the way. All mimsy were the meadows and the mome grass out claws that catch. Beware the jumping bird and shun the frumious bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand. One time the manxome foe he saw.
Brilliant and the slimy toe.
Those last piano notes sent an icy chill up my spine. From Lee Hoiby's setting of Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky from Alice in Wonderland, we move to Debussy's Tomb of the Water Nymphs, to the words of Pierre Louis, who pretended that he'd only translated the works of Bilitis, a Greek courtesan and contemporary of Sappho. Pierre was friends with Debussy, and so this uncanny little story fits both their surrealist and their antique natures. A lady walks in icy weather and tells a guy she meets that she's following the tracks of the satyr. He replies that the satyrs and nymphs both are dead. He says it's a terrible winter and breaks the ice of the spring where the water nymphs used to laugh. He picks up a slab of ice and looks through it to the sky. Debussy's piano part can depict the icy moment in both weather and story. You're listening to the Stoner Art Song version of Singing and Other Sins. Next, on our trip to that place where reality and dreams are indistinguishable, we'll hear Auf dem Wasser zu singen, to be sung on the water by Schubert, stimulated by the poem of Friedrich Leopold. The soul glides over the shimmering waves like a boat. the soul breathes the joy of heaven and the peace of the forest. And finally, time vanishes on the waves. Tomorrow, time will dissolve again as yesterday and today, until I, on a high, more radiant wing, fade into the changing time. The poem indicates that we are ephemeral passengers on this barge of time, endlessly rocked by the waters of life. This song's music seems to have always been resonating somewhere, and the composer just plucked it out of the air. To be sung on the water by Schubert. We'll hear the same oscillating, floating song in a man's interpretation. Notice how the piano part, while painting the undulating water, is also perfect for the passing suspension of time, ideal for liberating the soul from its shackles.
Schimmer der Spiegel der Welt.
Wenden gleitet wie Schwäne der wackelnde Kahn. Ach, auf der Freude sanft schimmernden Wellen gleitet die Seele dahin, wie der Kahn. Ach, auf der Freude sanft schimmernden Wellen gleitet die Seele dahin, wie der Kahn. Denn von dem Himmel herab auf die Wellen tanzet das
Schubert's piano music, the do-be-do-be-do-be-do, rocks our souls in that feeling of timelessness. On this Stoner's Art Song edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're hearing the songs we were about to write while under the influence of... Next, Samuel Barber wrote Green Lowlands of Pianos to a translated Polish text. You won't trust your ears when you hear it sung, even in English, so I'll read the whole poem. In the evening, as far as the eye can see, herds of black pianos. Up to their knees in the mire, they listen to the frogs. They gurgle in water with chords of rapture. They are entranced by froggish, moonish spontaneity. After the vacation, they cause scandals in a concert hall during the artistic milking. Suddenly they lie down like cows. Looking with indifference at the white flowers of the audience, at the gesticulating of the ushers. It really does say that in the poem. And as so often when we read these poems, we say, what must he have been smoking? Now listen to it sung. The piano part does comment on the poem's piano references.
In the evening, as far as the eye can see, herds of black pianos. Up to their knees in the mire, they listen to the frogs. They gurgle in water with chords.
words of rapture. They are entranced by froggish, gloomish spontaneity. After the vacation, they cause scandals in a concert hall. Artistic milking. Suddenly they lie down like cows, looking with indifference at the white flowers of the audience, at the gesticulating of the
Was that strange and weird enough? What an imagination. Pianos up to their knees in mud. And on stage during a concert they lie down for artistic milking. After hearing a man sing it, we hear it again in a woman's interpretation. Did you understand the references to the pianos looking at the white flowers of the audience? I guess you really need to be stoned to get it. And that's the focus of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Stoner Art Songs. We usually don't think of Brahms as spacey, but felt Einsamkeit, solitude in the field, to the words of Hermann Ahlmers, appeal to him. And his setting does justice to the following trippy poem. I rest quietly in the tall green grass surrounded by the unceasing whirr of crickets. Gazing up, I'm enfolded wondrously by blue sky as the lovely white clouds drift by through the deep blue like beautiful, silent dreams. and here it really gets bizarre. I feel as though I am long dead and drift blissfully through eternal space. The piano part does its duty in setting a scene of serenity in which we can float, dream, and lose ourselves, dead or alive. And this same state of suspended reason, a sense of floating in the clouds, is equally unearthly and mystical when sung by a woman.
Still im hohen grünen Gras und sende lange meinen Blick nach oben, nach oben. Von grünen rings umschwirrt und unterlass von hier.
Did you float away on the clouds? Somehow the combination of the words and music just take me out of the everyday and drift me off. The following song, Like a Sick Eagle, composed by Ives, is inspired by the words of John Keats' peculiar and eerie poem. The spirit is too weak. Mortality weighs heavily on me like unwilling sleep, and each imagined pinnacle and steep of godlike hardship tells me I must die, like a sick eagle looking towards the sky. First we'll hear how Ives set this weird poem as a song, and then after its 1.5 minutes, we'll hear his instrumental version. The instrumental rendering is almost freakier than the sung version of Ives' Like a Sick Eagle. Moving on in this Stoner's Art Song edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear a super short song by Benjamin Britten from his Les Illuminations. The poet Arthur Rimbaud wrote in a surrealistic vein until he turned 21 and then stopped writing altogether. He lived to be 37. You'll hear this sung in French with a string orchestra, and the orchestra sounds as spacey as these words. I hung strings from steeple to steeple, garlands from window to window, gold chains from star to star, and I dance. Listen carefully. The highest notes of the violins set the scene way up at the top of the steeples or even stars, and the last notes, the sliding down octave, is on the words dance. A tenor can have almost as much freaky fun as a soprano with this song as he strings chains from star to star and dances. Well, I need to drag you floating listeners back to the earth for the next song, which is called Above the River by Mussorgsky, the same guy who gave us Night on Bald Mountain and Pictures at an Exhibition. This one is from his cycle called Sunless. The poet is Arseny Golenishev-Kutsutsov. You'll hear it sung in the original Russian, so here's a translation of a poem that I think of as liquefied reality. Pensive moon crescent, faraway stars admiring the waters from a blue sky. I mean, right there it's uncanny. The moon and the stars stared down on the earth. But going on. The poet says he also looks at the waters, sensing magical secrets in them, for there's mystical power in their muttering. He then hears boundless thoughts, and an unknown voice stirs his soul and caresses, frightens, and evokes doubts, finally commanding him to listen. He freezes, but wants to run in fear. The unknown voice calls him into the depths of the water, and he wants to jump right in now. First, we'll hear this sung by a man whose voice I describe as black velvet. And so he easily gives us the whole scene, the dark places of our soul, and its unearthliness.
Гонит ли прочь, убежал бы смятение. Глубли зовет, без оглядки б я кинулся.
The second performance of Mussorgsky's Above the River will be sung by a mezzo who allows us a slightly lighter interpretation. Though the unknown frightens and demands that she listen, she doesn't seem intimidated, but rather accepts her need to plunge into the water. Mussorgsky's Above the Water can leave us feeling uneasy and perturbed. But that's like getting scared in a horror movie. We're supposed to get terrified, and that's the fun of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Stoner Art Songs. One of the most peculiar is poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge's What If?, which was set as a song by the American Lee Hoiby, What If You Slept? And what if in your sleep you dreamed? And what if in your dream you went to heaven and there plucked a strange and beautiful flower? And what if when you awoke you had the flower in your hand? Ah, what then?
Thank you.
Come on now, doesn't that balm your mind? Did you awake with the flower in your hand that you dreamed you plucked in heaven? Let's remain in the dream world and hear Edgar Allan Poe's Dream Within a Dream that was set as an art song by the American composer Darren Hagen. Here are a few of its Never Never Land words. I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of the golden sand. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep, while I weep. O God, can I not grasp them with a tighter clasp? O God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream? Talk about the dark places of the mind. You've been listening to the Stoner's Art Song edition of Singing and Other Sins. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Next week, please join me for the recently released CDs, including songs of Richard Strauss, Weinberg, and Cornelius. We sample the Night of Dreams CD of Bu Skovush and the Welsh songs of Gareth Walters. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha. Aloha.